Passage 3. Articles in magazines and newspapers and special reports on radio and television reflect the concern of many Americans about the increasing dropout rate in our junior and senior high schools. Coupled with this fact is the warning that soon we will no longer have a workforce to fill the many jobs that require properly educated personnel. The high student dropout rate is not a recent development. 10 years ago, many urban schools were reporting dropout rates between 35% and 50%. Some administrators maintain that dropouts remain the single greatest problem in their schools. Consequently, much effort has been spent on identifying students with problems in order to give them more attention before they become failures. Since the dropout problem doesn't start in senior high school, special programs in junior high school focus on students who show promise but have a record of truancy, that is, staying away from school without permission. Under the guidance of counselors, these students are placed in classes with teachers who have had success in working with similar young people. Strategies to motivate students in high school include rewarding academic excellence by designating Scholars of the Month or by issuing articles of clothing, such as school letter jackets formerly given only to athletes. No one working with these students claims to know how to keep all students in school. Counselors, teachers, and administrators are in the front lines of what seems at times to be a losing battle. Actually, this problem should be everyone's concern, since uneducated, unemployed citizens affect us all.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 33. Why are many Americans concerned with the increasing dropout rate in school? Question 34. What do we learn about the student dropout problem in America? Question 35. What is mentioned as one of the strategies used to motivate students? Thank you.